Hello everybody, and welcome to Channeling History. I'd like to thank you for listening to our show through the years. You've enjoyed it. We're the only show where we speak to the souls that made things happen. I'm Barry Strom, your host, and I will be doing the channeling tonight.
And I'm Connie Strom, your co-host, and I would also like to welcome you to our show. Last week, we interviewed three founding fathers and discussed what they felt was the answer to solving modern problems in our world in general, and particularly in our government here in the United States. Their answers were quite thoughtful and could be very useful advice. It's well worth watching. All of our Channeling History shows are available on our YouTube channel. It's in the name of Barry Strom, and we now have over 595 videos. We're currently consolidating all of our audio broadcasts on a new platform named podbean.com. Just go to the site and search Barry Strom. This week, we're going to channel with three of our more recent presidents of the United States, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, Dwight Eisenhower, and Ronald Reagan. The world seems to be on the verge of World War III, and we're going to see how each of these presidents would handle the situation. Please feel free to submit any questions through the chat room.
Okay, we're going to give a short disclaimer since there are going to be a wide range of opinions tonight from our guests. So the opinions or statements voiced on our show are the channeled words of the spirits, do not necessarily reflect our opinions, those of the Parax Network, or of our sponsors. And before we channel, we also say a prayer of protection. So Connie's going to say the prayer and we'll begin to channel with our wonderful guests that we have tonight.
God, please grant us your wisdom and protection. Grant us the knowledge that we can handle and keep us safe from all things that will harm us. Keep the message as positive and pure love. Keep us safe from our egos. We ask these things in the light of the seen, the unseen, and the honesty of God. Okay, Franklin Delano Roosevelt was president of the United States from 1933 to 1945. He became president during the Great Depression. He witnessed the rise of Adolf Hitler and led the country through World War II. Mr. President, thank you for returning for our Channeling History show. Would you like to begin with a message?
Yes, I would. I get a rare message to speak to people now, so I certainly want to take advantage of it. The world seems like it is in as much chaos as it was when I was serving as president. There's so much going on that is dangerous. There's so much that is at high risk for the country. It seems as though as many countries hate us today as did during the time that I was president. And sadly, it seems like many of the same countries share similar feelings. It's a very difficult time. The leader of our country needs to be very strong and needs to have some great advice. A mistake now can create World War III, and I know what it was like to have World War II. So thank you so much for asking me to come through again, and I'll be very happy to answer your questions.
Okay, let's start with, what do you believe is the greatest problem that the United States will have to face in the future?
I think the greatest problem that you will have to face is probably your national debt, because it is growing so much out of control. You have a huge debt now, and all of these international problems are coming together, all of which will require more deficit spending. So it is very possible that what is taking place historically can create very major problems for you in the future. From the political side, I would say that China represents the greatest long-term threat. They would like to be the most powerful country in the world, and they are ruthless. The president needs to understand what is taking place with China, and the people will have to be willing to sacrifice. But I think that the two greatest risks that you will be facing in the future are the national debt and what China would like to do to rule the world.
Sounds pretty correct. You were president during the rise of Adolf Hitler. Do you see any similarities between Vladimir Putin and Adolf Hitler?
Yes, sadly, I do see very great similarities between the two individuals. Both of them have great desires for power. They have no conscience, as you can tell by what is taking place in Ukraine. And there are many other similarities. Hitler was indiscriminate in attacking those countries around him. Putin is more cautious because of NATO, but he nonetheless will test the system to see just how many lands that he can accumulate and add to the Russian land mass. The similarities should be seen by everybody. The mistake that we made was not stopping Hitler sooner. And trust me when I say that Putin must be stopped, or he will continue what he's doing.
If you were president today, how would you handle the Russian war with Ukraine?
I would put together as many allies as I could to support Ukraine. I would find out what they need weapon-wise, and I would help supply it. I understand that there are many problems in this country, but I also understand what it's like to have a world war. It is the last thing that anybody wants because the last war was ended by nuclear weapons, and I'm sure that nuclear weapons would play a role in the Third World War. So, you see, you must be very careful what you do. You must stand very firm. Russia and China are bullies, and you have to stand up to bullies.
What do you think the United States policy should be towards Russia in the future?
I think that the best bet for holding Russia in control is economic sanctions. But many checks have got to be done to make sure that countries cannot overrun these sanctions. If European nations would refuse to trade with Russia, it would ruin their economy and it would ruin their ability to wage war. It takes money to wage war, and if you cut off their income sources, you would find that you would be much more successful in having controls over Russia.
Do you think Russia will use nuclear weapons?
There is definitely a possibility. If you take an animal and back it into the corner, it will fight as best it can to get out of the corner. If you back Russia into a corner and show them no exit ramp, then the possibility is very great that they would resort to technical nuclear weapons. I do not think that they would ever use the massive attack weapons that they have available because they know that it would destroy their country. Putin wants power and he wants to govern over others. If he knows absolutely and unequivocally that if he uses certain weapons that he will be destroyed, I think that he will not cross that line.
If you were president today, how would you handle the Houthis attacking our ships in the Red Sea?
I would allow the Navy to do what they need to do to destroy them. They have modern weapons. Iran has supplied them with their best weapons, and they're actually doing much more than we anticipated that they would be able to do. What it is going to take is a great show of strength. You cannot allow them to continue to interrupt world trade in the manner that they're doing. The United States and its allies has much power in the neighborhood. I would use that power. I would not just simply return equal blows to them, but I would attempt to use the air power to destroy as much of the Houthi infrastructure as possible.
Okay, as we're speaking tonight, it appears that Iran is getting ready to strike Israel. How would you handle this situation?
I'm afraid the die is cast in this situation. The recent killing of Iranian leadership has brought about a situation where Iran has definitively stated that they will retaliate. I would let Iran know that they best be very controlled in what they do. We have many forces in the area, and I would let them know that if Americans are killed in what they do, especially since America had nothing to do with Israel's attack, that the United States will respond accordingly. I would let them know that if the United States is damaged in any way, that they will have more on their hands than they ever expect.
What would you do concerning Iran getting nuclear weapons?
Iran already has a nuclear weapon. It is just a matter of time until they have more. If Iran hurts American interests in the area, I would direct the Air Force to attack their nuclear facilities as best they could do. That would be how I would retaliate against them.
Definitely makes sense. When you were president, you had many politicians saying we should not get involved in Europe or Asian politics. The same's taking place today. What would you tell these politicians in our Congress today?
I would tell the politicians in Congress that are isolationists that they better open their history books. The only way that you stop a bully is to show them that you are more powerful than they are. In my time, I had many pacifists, and it delayed our preparation for World War. I knew that it was coming. We should have supported the British much earlier in the war. We should have given them weapons and airplanes, and we should have been involved much earlier. If we had stopped Hitler when he began to take the countries of Europe, it would have been a much smaller conflict. Time always works against you in situations like this because the bully does all that they can to strengthen their positions, and the stronger that they get, then the more difficult it is to defeat them.
How would you handle the Israel and Palestinian war?
The Palestinians created the war when they attacked Israel and killed over 1,400 of their citizens. The only way that this will ever stop, that you will have the ability to have peace in the Middle East, is for the Israelis to completely destroy Hamas. And they must be very wise in the future on how they set up the leadership of Palestine. If they allow Iraq, or I'm sorry, if they allow Iran to continue to supply terrorists, war materials, then it will just simply be facing the same situation in the future. In one respect, it may be a good thing for the future if Iran does start a conflict that the rest of the allies can end as easily as possible. Iran is behind most of what is taking place in the Middle East. If they could no longer supply weapons, then things would be much better. The people of Iran are wonderful, beautiful people, and many of them are so much against the mullahs. Somehow or other, interactions must take place where the current government of Iran is overthrown. If you can get a decent government in Iran that stops supporting terrorism, then the world will be a much safer place.
Do you think there's any chance for long-term peace in the Middle East?
There's always a chance. The removal of Iran government would be a major step towards peace in the Middle East. Without them supplying weapons and ammunition and leadership, things would quiet down somewhat. It would then be easy to fractionalize the terrorists that remain, and the odds would be much better that you could set up situations where you would have the possibility of peace.
If you were president today, how would you handle China?
First of all, I would build up my forces in the area. I would let China know that if they want confrontation, that they will have it. Then I would take steps to strengthen industries upon which we rely on China. Keep in mind that many pharmaceuticals are made in China. I would have a long-term plan to replace all of the items upon which we rely. I would stop Chinese ownership of properties in the country, and I would weaken them economically. In the long run, economic weakening will be the most effective weapon against China.
That sounds true. What would you do if China attacks Taiwan?
I would support Taiwan. If they damage American troops, I would become involved in a limited manner. I would use some of our air power to destroy many of the missile sites that China has, especially on the coastline. And I would probably initiate some internal strikes that would hurt them economically. But I would let them know that if they attack Taiwan, they are attacking the United States and the other allies as well.
How would you handle our growing national debt?
The national debt is a terrible problem, especially with all these world situations arising. Previous governments have spent incredible amounts of money, and they have created internal problems that must be addressed. Even though I'm quite liberal in my beliefs, what is taking place at the border is a terrible danger to our country. I believe in active immigration, but it needs to be controlled. There are terrorists entering the country through the porous border that we have. Some have been caught, but many have come through. Sadly, there will be a time that these terrorists will act, and the government will then understand the problem that they've created. The debt in the short term is almost impossible to curtail. But in the long term, if you can settle some of these problems, you can address certain measures. You have to limit waste, and you have to limit spending. Now, I came into the Depression, and I spent vast sums of money to get ourselves out of it. If we pull our industry back into the country, if we do many things to stop cheap labor competing with the products that are imported, then there will truly be a chance that you can raise your taxes moderately, make sure that everyone pays taxes. You have major companies that operate tax-free. There are many things that you can do to raise income. It just takes someone in leadership with nerve.
Thank you so much, President Roosevelt, for joining us this evening. You have some wonderful wisdom to share with us. Do you have a final message for us?
Yes. Never doubt that the United States is the greatest country in the world. It is a country that other countries look to for leadership. Because of this leadership role, the country is hated by many. Because it stops individuals that want to gain power and set up autocracies. The country must remain strong, and it cannot be isolated from the rest of the world. It has to work with allies. NATO, European Union, countries of the Pacific, such as Japan, South Korea, the Philippines, Australia. These are all strong allies. And you have to essentially combine all these allies into a power of good. If you can defeat China and Russia economically, then you have the chance to build up the income of the country to a point that you can do something about your national debt. So thank you for allowing me to speak. I enjoy coming through. And yes, I do enjoy giving you my opinions.
Thank you so much, sir.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. President. Dwight Eisenhower was President of the United States from 1953 to 1961. He was Supreme Commander of Forces in the European Theater in World War II. His main goals were to contain the spread of communism and to reduce the federal deficits. So, Mr. President, thank you for joining us.
Yes, thank you, sir, for coming back with us. Would you like to begin with a message?
Yes, I appreciate the opportunity to speak. The world, as Franklin said, is basically in a mess. It was in a mess when he served, and he did his best to try to alleviate many of the problems. He had the Great Depression. He had World War II. He served for many years, and it destroyed his health. Today, China, Russia, Iran, North Korea has become powerful as well. These are all problems that have to be faced. These are all problems that can create conflicts throughout the world. I would choose to try to defeat these countries economically, but it would take sacrifice on the part of the American citizens. They are not willing to give up the cheap goods that are imported from China. They're not willing to make many of the sacrifices that are required. So I would try to speak to the people, let them understand the great risks of the future. I would try to work with the younger generations so that they understood the history of the world and what had taken place before them. And I would try to create a stronger country that has much less deficit. Printing money only creates inflation, and inflation destroys the middle class and the lower class people. We've got to get control of our policies, and that is not an easy task.
Did you threaten China that you would use nuclear weapons to end the Korean War?
Yes. I sent a message to them that the war had to end. I told them that we would use our nuclear weapons to end it if they did not choose an armistice. Sadly, the armistice did not lead to lasting peace with North Korea, but it did end the bloodshed.
Okay, what would you do to get our national debt under control?
I would have to have the people understand the risks of the national debt. Many people just want to get all that they can and social benefits from the government. Many don't really care. They're short-sighted. I would try to renew a patriotism among the country. I would want everyone to understand the importance of the United States presence throughout the world. If the United States was to give up its position of leadership, then the world would basically be in great turmoil. I would eliminate waste. I would try to not spend on anything that was not vitally important. I would reduce the number of people employed by the federal government. I would especially begin by removing waste and corruption. I would make it easier to fire people that were not earning the monies that they were making working for the government. And I would assure that all corporations paid taxes. It is a tricky issue, but I would also investigate whether there are certain religions that have acquired incredible amounts of wealth without paying taxes, and perhaps have some sort of a tax upon net worth over a certain amount for the religions. I know that scares a lot of people, but there are churches that have incredible amounts of reserves.
If you were president today, how would you handle the Russian war with Ukraine?
I would support the Ukraine with all the weapons that they need. As long as Ukraine is willing to fight Russia, we do not have to fight them. If Ukraine does not defeat Russia, they will attack NATO, and then the United States will be involved with their forces. And once that happens, American deaths will absolutely result from it. If you support Ukraine, we have a chance not to have our boys going back to war.
What's your opinion of Vladimir Putin?
Putin is a dictator. He is as bad as Stalin, Lenin, Hitler. He is among the worst. All he wants is personal power. He has accumulated billions of personal wealth, and he has absolutely no regard for life. So he is as bad as any dictator that has walked the earth.
So if you were president today, what policies would you invoke towards China?
I would make sure that China understood that if they attacked Taiwan, we would be in support of Taiwan. I would make sure that China understood that we are not afraid to defend ourselves against them. If they do anything that harms American interests, that hurts or kills American servicemen, that we will be joining against them. I would let them know that we have great strength in the Pacific Ocean. I would install missile installations in countries that were close to them, and I would assure them that they would know that it would be not in their interest to start a major conflict. And then I would put import restrictions. I would make sure that their cheap labor does not compete with our higher standard of living and wages in this country.
You supported Taiwan as the legal government of China. Would you do that today? And how would you handle the China and Taiwan situation?
As I said, I would make them know that we are definitely an ally of Taiwan. Things have changed since I thought that Taiwan was the legitimate political source of the Chinese or Asian area. Today, China truly does control China. They have over a billion people. They are the governmental agency, and they are an autocracy. They are communists. They do things the way they want to do them, and the people have no control. But I would have to admit that China truly is the prime governing agent of the country.
Yeah. If you were president today, how would you handle the Houthis attacking our ships in the Red Sea?
I would tell our Navy to handle it, to end it. And I would not put any limitations on the force that they could use. You cannot allow any terrorist organization to control world trade.
As we speak tonight, it appears that Iran is getting ready to strike Israel. How would you handle that situation?
I would warn Iran that we are allies of Israel, that we would not let Iran put Israel in a position where their state would fail. Israel is still the only democracy in the area, in the Middle East. And if Israel falls, we would lose our position of any opportunity to exert force in the Middle East. So Israel, even though they are far from perfect, is our ally and has to be protected. And I would make sure that Iran understands that.
How would you handle the Israel-Palestinian conflict?
I would try to support the Palestinians, but keep in mind, the Arab countries do not support the Palestinians. They will not let them migrate into their countries either. So the Palestinians has to have a long-term government under which they can thrive. Hamas is not it, so I would allow and try to assist Israel in any way to get rid of Hamas. They have other terrorist organizations in the area, and I would help give them the artillery or shells or air power or whatever they need to destroy them. This is the time that Israel must make a stand and try to clean out as many opposing organizations as they can.
How would you keep Iran from getting nuclear weapons?
If Iran strikes Israel, I would have the Israeli Air Force strike their nuclear positions. Many of their locations are under mountains and are very difficult to get to, but I would have the Air Force of Israel focus on doing as much as they can to destroy their nuclear operations. That would be my priority. And if they do strike Israel in the next couple days.
Let's change the subject a little bit. What's your opinion of our current political parties?
I am saddened by both political parties. Compromise is necessary to make any real progress in this world. And the political parties of today simply have no interest in compromise. They each want to be all powerful. And they each want to be in control. And instead of working for the public good, they only work for their own self-interest.
What do you see as the greatest risk to our government?
I think that one of the greatest risks is the governmental's inability to communicate with each other. The political parties are no longer working for the people. They only wish to do what is in the desires of the radical groups of each party. The far left is very dangerous and the far right is very dangerous. It appears as though there are almost no middle-of-the-road politicians. The vast majority of people in this country are neither far right nor far left. They simply want to be able to live a good life and to earn a living and be happy and have the rights that the Constitution assures them.
Yeah. Why do you think cooperation between the political parties is at such an all-time low?
Because the leaders of the parties have these sickening egos. They are making great money from their positions. They are trying to build power. They're trying to make a lifetime career of holding public office. There are many reasons. There are ways that you can stop this, term limits. There are many possibilities, but it is because of the leadership and many of the members of these parties.
Yes. What is your opinion about our national debt and what would you do to get it under control?
The national debt can destroy the country, as the other gentlemen that are with me have said. I would first of all make sure that everyone, every corporation paid their share of taxes. I would get rid of all loopholes. I might even go to a flat tax that everyone has to pay. There are ways to do it. It is just simply that the politicians do not have the nerve.
Thank you so much, President Eisenhower, for joining us this evening. I really enjoyed our questions and answers. Do you have a final message for our listeners?
Yes, you're living in very difficult times. But if you choose wisely in your politicians, there is hope. You cannot continue to elect politicians that spend as they are spending. You have to elect people that truly care about the country. There are many good veterans of the military that are running for office. I might be a little bit biased, but these men generally make better politicians. They have a better understanding and they have better self-control. If you choose wisely with your politicians, you have a chance. If you allow those that are making great wealth, that refuse to cooperate, that do not care what happens to the people of the country or to the country itself, then the problems of the world will continue and there will be nothing that you will be able to do. Look carefully at who you vote for. You will get the government that you deserve. And if you elect politicians that do not care about us, about the country, about the citizens, about those that elect them, then you have made the mistake. Choose wisely. If an individual has been in office for many, many years, if they are advanced in age, they do not deserve to hold the offices that they hold. Stop the structure of continuous power by politicians and choose those that honestly want to lead the country in the right direction. If you do that, the country will truly be able to continue as one of the greatest in the world.
Thank you so much, Mr. President.
Okay, thank you, President Eisenhower. Ronald Reagan was president from 1981 to 1989. He escalated the arms race with the Soviet Union and transitioned Cold War policy away from detente with the Soviet Union. His policies helped end the Cold War and brought Soviet communism to an end as it existed during the Cold War. So Mr. Reagan, President Reagan, thank you so much for joining us.
Yes, sir. Thank you for coming to be with us again. Would you like to begin with a message?
Absolutely. Did you ever see an actor that did not want to speak in front of a microphone? I have been watching what's taking place from this side, along with all of my friends and colleagues that have gone before me. Many things are taking place that have saddened me. The increase in the national debt, which has been promoted by both political parties. The spending, the wastefulness, the terrible projects that we are spending our money on. The fact that many politicians have no desire to do what is necessary to truly serve the people. I'm watching as terrible decisions are being made with our military. We have the world's best military, and the politicians are doing their best to keep the military from doing their best. I watched what happened in Afghanistan. I watched as our armies were pulled out and all of that military equipment left for the terrorists. I'm watching now as I'm seeing the Republican Party, if you would believe it, being the ones to hold up aid to Ukraine. They are allowing the Russians to gain momentum that will be very, very difficult to stop. by not giving them the equipment that they need. And then when Putin attacks NATO and our boys are being killed, they will say that they had nothing to do with the stupid decisions that they're now making. Our politicians, most of them, are very sad examples of public servants. I wish that the American people would indeed elect more members of the military, would look closely at those that want to hold office, and would not elect individuals looking for lifetime jobs. There are many ways that the problems of the country can be addressed, but sadly, with parties that do not cooperate, it will not happen.
What do you consider the greatest danger facing the United States today? Because there are many, I know.
There are truly many, and you are correct, Connie. I think that the national debt being so great, and with all of these world issues coming that will require expenditures to control, the debt has the potential to truly spiral out of control. The inflation, that is a great risk. And the opportunities that our enemies are taking. Russia, China, North Korea, and Iran are joining together to create as many problems for our country as they can. If they would form a true union, they would represent immense military power. The free world would be very challenged to defeat the combination of these four countries. They could be defeated with nuclear weapons, but that would probably destroy mankind as we know it. They have to be faced head on in a manner that will not destroy the world. Economic competition is the one way that all of these countries can be destroyed. If the Allies would only trade with allies, if they would cut off all petroleum purchases from the Soviet Union, if they would stop buying cheap goods from China, then the countries would economically be in big problems. If you can defeat them economically, they will not have the money that they need to spend upon their military resources. I think that the true answer is economic war against our enemies.
Sounds good. What's your opinion of Vladimir Putin?
He is a dictator, an autocrat. He is as bad as a Hitler or Stalin or some of the worst leaders that you can name. He is a bully, and he has to be treated as one.
So how would you handle Russia today?
I would try to defeat them economically. They have a relatively poor military, as we found out. I would do everything I could to lower the price of petroleum products. I would open our LNG terminals, and I would support the world with petroleum products. Russia is basically a gas station, and if they run out of gas and people to buy it, their economy will topple. And when the economy topples, they will not be able to support their military.
How would you handle the Ukraine-Russian war?
I would support Ukraine with all the weapons that they need in order to push Russia out of their country. I would not put any pressure on Ukraine to settle the war until Russia was defeated.
Do you think Putin will use nuclear weapons?
I do not. Putin has many problems, and I think he does truly understand that if we are pushed by him using nuclear weapons, that our response will be very strong. It is not only the United States. France is now taking a very strong stance towards Russia, Germany, Great Britain. These countries all have nuclear weapons as well. And I think Putin understands that the day that he uses one will be his last day in office.
Or probably on Earth. If you were president today, how would you handle China?
I would defeat them economically. I would put tariffs on, and I would prepare the American people for the slightly higher prices they would have to pay. I would be pushing Buy American everywhere I could do it, and I would be bringing industries where we rely on China back into the United States.
What would you do if China attacks Taiwan?
I would support Taiwan. I would make sure that China truly understands that there are allied countries in the Pacific that would support Taiwan in the event of a Chinese attack. I would let them know exactly what bases I would be first to destroy for them if they do it, and I would make sure that they understand the true circumstances and consequences.
How would you handle the Israeli-Palestinian conflict?
I would support Israel. When Hamas attacked Israel and killed well over 1,000 civilians, they actually invited what is taking place. They thought that the rest of the terrorists would join them, that Iran would support them militarily, but it has not happened. Israel is very close to defeating Hamas, and they must not stop until it takes place. But they must be very cautious in the government that they bring in to replace the Palestinians. They need to bring in Arabic countries that will truly support the Palestinians and not just steal the money that the UN and the United Nations gives them to rebuild.
Do you see any way to a long-term peace for the Israelis?
It is going to be incredibly difficult because there is so much hatred. Where there is that much hatred, there is a low probability that it can be overcome. It is possible if future generations are taught not to hate. Today, in the Arab countries, many of them, the young are taught to hate Christians, to hate Jews, to hate anyone that is not Muslim. There is some extremely good Muslim leaders in the world, and these leaders have got to be able to put together coalition governments that will educate the young. If you do not educate the young not to hate, then there is little that can be accomplished.
It appears that Iran is getting ready to strike Israel. How would you handle this situation?
I would let Iran know that we will not let Israel fail. I would let them know that if they attack our forces, we will respond with a 10-to-1 ratio. If you kill one of our boys, we will kill 10 of yours. I would let them know that they are truly playing with fire. Right now, they think that they can bluff and that they can get away with anything. I would draw red lines, and I would assure them that if any of those lines were crossed, that it would be very difficult for them to survive. I would also set up, shall we say, organizations that would facilitate the overthrow of the Iranian government. The people of Iran do not like their government. It is only the power of their military forces that keeps them in power. And I would see what I could do to arrange for the people to overthrow the government. That is the only real hope.
What role do you see NATO playing in the future?
I see NATO playing an extremely important role. All of the countries in NATO have got to understand that they must share responsibility. There are indeed countries that are not paying their share and are being well defended by NATO. Some feel, since they are further away from the Russian bear, that they will not be affected by what is taking place. But they must understand that if one comes under attack, they are all in danger. NATO must be strengthened. They must be so strong that Russia would not dare use a nuclear weapon against a European country. Russia has to understand that there are limits, that if they, shall we say, grow up and live peacefully with the countries of NATO, that Russia can prosper and become a wonderful country. NATO has got to remain strong as long as the Soviet Union is controlled by the current leadership. And it has to remain strong into the future so that the people of Russia understand that NATO means them no harm, that European nations want to trade with Russia. The propaganda machine of Russia has created a population that is very supportive of what Russia would like to do in the way of expansion.
What role do you see the United Nations playing in the future?
The United Nations has become pretty much of a joke. We've allowed countries to take power in the United Nations. We've allowed them to steal. The United Nations is not providing the leadership that we need. Until these countries have got good leadership, good political operatives, the United Nations will continue to be just a figurehead and of little value. It is a place where individuals can have conversations, but it has been very ineffective in many ways throughout the years.
President Reagan, what is your opinion about our national debt, and what would you do to get it under control?
As my friends have said, the national debt is going to be very difficult to control with all the world problems. Our politicians have got us into this situation, and I'm not sure they're capable of getting us out of it. All of the businesses, all of the large corporations need to pay taxes. As I watch, I am getting more of the opinion that maybe a flat tax for everyone and every organization in the country may be the only way to truly get us out of this mess. It has to be addressed. The politicians that are in Washington today have no nerve to tackle it. Social Security is in problems because the politicians stole from the fund. Changes have to be made. You have to have politicians with nerve, and they have to come up with plans that will truly solve the problems. Kicking the tin can down the road is not the answer, and that has been what they've been doing for many, many years.
Yes. Thank you so much for giving up your acting career and becoming president for us for a while. Do you have a final message for us?
Yes. I would like to thank you for allowing me to come through, and I would like to thank you for allowing me to give my thoughts once more. We are all living in very, very difficult times. I'm not over here in heaven, but you are on your side. People need to be educated. They need to understand history. They need to understand what has taken place in the past, and they need to understand what will take place in the future based on the past. Bullies need to be controlled. The only way to fight a bully is to stand up to them. If you take what they give you, then there will be no answer. Russia and China are the bullies. Iran is a bully wannabe, and they are creating great problems. Iran has to be faced. The mullahs have got to be somehow defeated, and the good people of Iran have got to be able to be given the opportunity to take over and lead. There are many things that can be done, but mainly it will all start when the political parties decide to cooperate. I wish that I could be around at this time. I do feel that there are things that could be done, and I feel that the present leadership in Washington has really no desire to do it. Neither the far left nor the far right should control what is taking place in the country. The United States, the great population, is generally in the middle of the road politically. They simply want what's best for the country. They want their religious rights. They want their freedoms. They want to be able to speak when they want to speak. And they want their leadership to do the best for them, not for the what's best for the leadership. So thank you for allowing me to speak. If you invite me back, I would be tempted to return.
Good. Glad to hear that. I would like to thank all three of you this evening. This world would be a better place if the three of you were running Washington, D.C. right now. So anyway, thank you. God bless you all.
Yeah, very good, Connie. That summed it up pretty well. Connie and I have started a new podcast. It's called Hello Heaven. We broadcast it on YouTube and Facebook Live Fridays at 6 p.m. Pacific Time. The audio is available on Spotify, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Alexa, Google, and almost any of the other platforms that you can think of. My 10th book, Modern Messages of the Archangels, is now available for purchase. We just brought it out as an audio book. You can buy it as an ebook, hardcover, paperback. It's for sale on my website, barrystrom.com. If you buy it through the website, I'll sign the copies for you. Now, during the past several years, Connie and I have channeled 20 different archangels, and this book brings you their messages. I find it an extremely interesting book, but I might be a little bit biased.
I'd like to thank you all for joining us tonight on Channeling History. This week, we tried to let you know what three of our former presidents would do concerning the multiple problems facing our country today. We always try to bring you the truth about history, because by speaking to the souls that lived the events, we can find out mistakes that were made and how to improve those mistakes. Hopefully, some people will be listening and perhaps the future can be better.
Okay, all of our shows are available on our YouTube channel. It's in my name, Barry Strom. Hope you enjoyed the show tonight. I know I did. So thank you for listening. And please join us Sundays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on the Para-X Radio Network.